highlights from this week's high school football games. Pella Christian took on Hudson live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider and Larry Hessing.
Eagles at the 5-yard line of Hudson. Cack to pass. Fade route. Looking. That pass is caught. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. They'll find the fade route to Eric Mulder. Is intercepted. What a nice play. It went through the fingertips. It's Bennett Sprunk who gets to it as it went through the fingertips of Messmore at the 42-yard line. Out to Boonder. Inside the 30. Sheds a tackle to the 20. And he's down at the 17-yard line. 3 receivers near side, 47 seconds remaining. Pella Christian, 4th and 1 from their own 21. And they'll fake the pass. Cack, a lot of space to the 25-30. Off to the races at the 40, 50. Far sideline, 40. Burst of speed at the 30. And he is gone! 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. 4th and 1. Turns into an 80-yard run for Isaac Kakmarinski. They're looking to pass. Griffin. Far sideline. Jump ball is intercepted. Eric Mulder is going to win that jump ball more often than not. They floated it his way. He was watching the quarterback's eyes, and he comes down with the INT. Here's Boonder inside the 5. Sheds a tackle, and he is in. Hand off to Cody Boonder. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. A 9-yard scamper for the senior.
Final score, Pella Christian 26, Hudson 6. Knoxville traveled all the way to Fort Madison, heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
Dakota Ramsey wide to the far side. Hudson wide to the near side. Montavo with Nichols in the backfield. Montavo getting up, going to be to Nichols, to Cox, and he will go in. Touchdown, Knoxville. Pitch out to Keegan Cox, 3 yards out, and the Panthers are on the board. A snap, looks to throw, looking down the middle, gets chased, he runs to the near side, he stops, he throws, he fumbles the ball, and Knoxville gets it. He was hit from behind, and the Panthers have the ball in great field position. Keegan Cox comes up with that one.
Final score, Fort Madison 45, Knoxville 7. Pleasantville took on ACGC, and you heard it live on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3, with Colton Emsweiler and Ron Danks.
Now he's going to look to throw once again to the near side. And Colby Sandhold, he's open, and he's got it to 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Pleasantville! That's the clock, 0.2 seconds remaining. Colby Sandhold, just an answered prayer there by Colby Sandhold. As Littler now, he's going to opt to keep himself, but
fumble.
Ball's on the turf, and Trojans say they have it. Waiting for the official signal, they do! Pleasantville forcing their second turnover on the night. Third if you include the 4 down stop. As Clark's going to keep himself running up the middle. He's got a little bit of running room. Breaks off to the near side. 10-5 touchdown Pleasantville. Taylor Clark with the rushing touchdown of about, call it 13 yards for number 12. He gets into the end zone, and Pleasantville making a little bit of noise. It's 46-28 now with a 2-point conversion. And now I formation, as usual, going to be a handoff to DeJody. Looks like he might have gotten stuffed. Nope, touchdown. Far side official saying touchdown. The near side official not giving a signal, but it's a touchdown on the field. Out comes the extra point team.
Final score, ACGC 56, Pleasantville 38. And we saved the game of the night for last. Norwalk went to far reaches of western Iowa to Glenwood. You better come back with a win. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA with John Mowinkle and Chris Larson.
Two receivers either side of the field. It's 3rd and goal from the 8 here for Norwalk. Needing a score here. Back to pass is Jurgen. Sets his feet. Fires it to the corner of the end zone. It is hauled in by Carlson with one hand. Touchdown, Norwalk. It's a one-score game at 21-12. They fake the handoff. Mayberry, it's a tip pass. Intercepted by the Warriors. A flag comes in at the end of the play. After the interception. And the Warriors have themselves an INT. Here's Jurgens back to throw once again.
Sets his feet,
fires
it
back of the end zone to Carlson. He holds it in. Touchdown, Warriors. Norwalk has taken the lead. It all comes down to this play right here.
Okay, here
Rank
we go.
Rank and Carlson, the receivers, to the near side.
Let's look Eggers for Max running back up the middle.
Jurgens, shotgun. Going for 2. Fake the handoff. Jurgens back to throw. Fires it to the end zone. Hold in!
Hey,
2-point conversion!
Hey, hey.
Norwalk takes the late lead with the 2.
Final score, Norwalk 30, Glenwood 29. Those were our top-tier highlights from last week's high school football action.